Ryan Morris is a leader among leaders, and he's so young, and he's a senior director. He has a mindset of somebody who's been in the trenches forever, and he has an ability to convey ideas and action like none I've seen. I mean, it's really a unique ability. The calls I got were from a variety of people about the power of his ability to convey ideas. And so he has graciously accepted to share those ideas with us tonight. And so I really urge you to get a pen and a paper in hand, but to really listen. Whether or not you think it applies to you, what he's saying about level up, double up, and what he's saying about mindset will serve you the rest of your life. So listen with a eye toward really taking this information in. Ryan, take it away.
Awesome. Can you hear me, Mr. Gardner?
Absolutely, we can.
All right, awesome. Well, it's really funny that you say that I've graciously accepted the offer of coming on to tonight's call. You know, I got a text from you saying I'll have a notebook and pen out when I'm talking. And for somebody like you to say that, somebody who's written, you know, a book that I have wrote or that I have read multiple times, to say that to me, you know, it's truly a blessing and a privilege to be able to be on here tonight. But I am really excited to talk about these two things because they're honestly my favorite two things to talk about just because I relate with them the most. The first thing I want to talk to you guys about is getting the level up, double up in the first 24 to 48 hours. Now, when I came into this company, you know, I saw that the first rank was senior associate, and I saw that the time limit to hit it was in the first 20 days for what's called a fast start qualification for it. And, you know, I just thought to myself, well, why would I wait 20 days to do that? You know, why would I not do that right now? Why would I not do that tonight? And what I want to do for you guys is just break it down and make it as simple as possible for you guys to understand of how that happens and why it's so important for it to happen. The first reason why it's so important for that to happen is because you've got to build a culture within your organization of storytelling, right? We always say that if you want to get what people have, you have to do what they do. Think about this for a second. What got Mr. Carruthers so wealthy in this company? What got Mr. Mike Humes, Mr. John Elizabeth, Mr. and Mrs. John Elizabeth Gardner, the coins? What got all of them super wealthy, right? It was their story. Mr. Melia making, you know, it was absurd. I think he said he made $67,000 his first 90 days, and that's what made him, you know, his $7 million plus in earnings. That story is what built his career. Now, if you want to have a career like that, what do you need? You need a story. So I saw the Fast Start opportunity, the Level Up, Double Up opportunity, as the perfect place to just create an absolute culture of people with these stories. And I'll give you an example. A good friend of mine, Anthony Gitano, he's going to be a kicker possibly at NC State University next year. He had 48 hours left in his level up period. And he said, Ryan, I really need this money right now. You know, can you help me out? My family needs some help with their bills. And I said, absolutely, Anthony, let's sit down and let's make it happen. All right. Now, he fast started in the last minute of his qualification on the last day. But what's the point of this story? Guys, the point of this story is that he fast started in 48 hours. It was not his first 48 hours. So the point I'm trying to make is think about everybody in your organization. Think about yourself, okay, whether you've rank advanced or not, or think about somebody else you know, okay? Did it really take them 15 days to fast start? Did it really take them 17 days, 19 days, 21 days to fast start? Or did they just take 13 days to decide they were going to do it and then fast start within a 24 to 48 hour period? Guys, the reality is that most people, 90% of people that I have seen in this business that achieve the senior associate rank and get that bonus, do it within a 24 to 48 hour period. Now, I'm going to tell you what the difference is between somebody doing that in their first 24 to 48 and their last, or maybe somewhere in the middle 24 to 48 hours, okay? People who fast start in their first 24 to 48 hours are what's called proactive people. All right, that means that they see the opportunity, they take control of their destiny, and they make it happen now. They say, all right, that money's on the table, it's in my account tomorrow. All right, now the people, and this is no disrespect, but you know, the people who wait until the last second, they are reactive people. Okay, they're saying, uh-oh, crap, my fast start bonus is going to end in like 24 hours or 48 hours. I should probably go get it. That is reacting to a situation versus being proactive with it and making it happen immediately. All right, so you got two types of people. You got proactive people who take massive action, or you have reactive people who take passive action. All right, now the importance of building a culture of storytelling, like I said, is to jumpstart your career, to launch your business. All right, ask yourself, do you want to start this business? Do you want to just start, or do you want to launch your business? Do you want to put it into orbit? That's what you want to do. All right, success loves speed. All right, so you got to take massive action. Right, and people will ask me all the time, well, like, how do you do it? Like, how does it work? What do we do? How, like, people will ask me, how do I get people to fast start in the first 24 to 48 hours? Guys, it's the same way that everybody else is doing it. I'm just, you know, my tempo with the people that I work with, I don't buy and sell their excuses. All right? People tell me, you know, oh, I don't have time. I'm going to have to wait until next week to get started. Well, two things. Number one, you're not going to get started. You're going to get launched. And number two, you have the same 24 hours in a day that Oprah Winfrey and Jay-Z have. And look at what they do. So I don't want to hear it. All right? So principle number one, be proactive. Principle number two, do not buy and sell excuses from people, and do not buy and sell excuses from yourself, all right? Excuses are the most commonly traded commodity among human beings nowadays, and it's really, you know, it's really saddening if you think about it. So you got to surround yourself with people that aren't like that, okay? So just to entertain people, though, you know, what do we do? How do we get people, you know, fast started? Yeah, it's really simple, you know? We work the system, and the system works the business. All right, if you're trying to run your business, you're probably trying to do too much, right? Just run the system and let it run your business. All right, so what does that mean? You get people in front of the information. That means you don't go and, like, word vomit on people about what Legal Shield is. Oh, we got lawyers, blah, blah. You don't do that, all right? You just get people in front of a tool. Okay, so here's the process that I take every single new associate with when I get them started, all right? The first thing I do is I do what's called a game plan interview. Okay, I get them on the phone, and basically the purpose of this call with them is to equip them with the tools necessary for them to go into battle, all right? So I equip them with figuring out why they're doing this business, what's going to wake them up and get them fired up every day. Why is that important? Because if people don't feel emotion when they are doing this, they will not get into motion, all right? Motion comes from emotions. You got to equip them with their why, all right? Give them the tools necessary, you know? Figure out what system works best with your team. Is it a video for showing the opportunity? Is it a Zoom call? Is it a conference call? Is it a PBR? What kind of culture is established with your team? Just take that and run. There's a million different ways to do it. All right, so you got to equip them with their why, equip them with the tools necessary, schedule their first mass exposure, and then get them apped up, right? Meaning get their Legal Shield app obviously hooked up in their phone, okay, and get all of that handled. All right, now immediately after that, they've got to build a list of 100 people. And if you're on my team and you don't have a physical paper list of 100 people, I do not work with you. Okay, that is the tempo that I set with my team. And because of that, people will either rise and meet that expectation, or they fall and they won't. I don't pick who and choose who does what. That's called having an abundance mindset. All right, now you take that list and you expose that list, all right, in their first 24 to 48 hours. That's what's called taprooting. And the reason why I do that is because I don't know if the newest person is going to quit today, or they're going to quit tomorrow, or they're going to quit next year. So I want to get through their network as fast as possible, figure out who their influence are, you know, who their influencers are, who the movers and shakers are. Okay, you got to replace them. You do that through two-on-one meetings, PBRs, briefings. You guys understand the system. All right, you get their questions answered by someone else other than them. All right, if you are answering your prospect's questions, you are doing too much. You are running your business, and you are not running the system. Okay, the system is get people in front of information and get them on the phone with somebody else to answer their questions. That's it. Okay, now the reason why my team specifically, you know, I've been able to help a lot of people get that fast start level up bonus in their first 24, 48 hours is because I'm setting the tempo and I demand excellence out of every single person on my team. And if they don't meet that, that's okay. I don't harp on them. I don't tell them, you know, they're worthless. I love on every single person in my organization because every single one of them plays a specific role. All right? You just got to spend 80% of your time with the 20% of people that are going to work. That's just how the numbers work. Okay? So you got to take inventory. Now, that's really all the information I have to give as far as fast starting the first 24 to 48 hours. So just quick recap. Launch your business. Be proactive. Take massive action, not passive action. That's really all there is to it. Okay? Now, I want to talk about, in my last 5 minutes or so here, a bulletproof mindset. All right. This is really my favorite topic because, you know, I've had a lot of stuff thrown at me, you know, had a lot of things try to knock me off my course. All right. And I'm going to tell you that the secret to having a bulletproof mindset is you've got to have an attitude of gratitude. You got to be thankful for every single thing in your life right now, every single person, every single event, every single circumstance, whether you perceive it to be good or bad, because I promise you there is no such thing as good or bad. Okay, everything that happens just happens. You cannot make the determination of whether it's good or bad because you don't know what's going to come of that. Okay, when you're in an attitude of gratitude, it is literally impossible. It is physically impossible for you to be angry, upset, or depressed when you are thankful. Literally, they've done studies on it, and it's impossible. All right, that's going to put you into the situation of whether you're going to respond to what's happening or whether you're going to react. Okay, so maintaining a proper perspective of what's going on is absolutely everything. If you're going to have a bulletproof mindset, you've got to have perspective. Okay? Understand this. The results you're getting in life are determined by the choices that you make. Right? I'm going to reverse engineer why you're getting what you're getting right now. I'm going to break it down for you. The results you are getting are determined by the choices you are making. The choices you are making are dependent on the feelings that you have behind those choices. And the feelings that you have behind those choices are dependent on the thoughts you have that generate those feelings. Okay, so to put that into one linear little segment, your thoughts determine your feelings determine your choices, and your choices determine your results. Okay, so if you are not in a state of gratitude, you will never be able to make the right decisions because you will never be feeling at peace. Okay. I'm going to finish off by giving you guys a little story of my first 3 or 4 months here in this business. Okay. Understand that what you have going on in life right now, I just want to throw this out there. Everybody's got something going on. Like everybody's got a sob story. Everybody's life sucks in some way or another. All right, so the second you stop feeling sorry for yourself, stop throwing blame and start, you know, stop giving blame and start giving thanks, you're going to start to see some things change in your life. All right, I want to tell you guys, day 6 in this business for me, my cousin died. All right, my cousin was 25 years old. He didn't make the best life decisions all the time, but he was a great guy. He was really close with my brother, really close with my dad, and it was a devastation to my family. And, you know, at first they didn't even know how they were going to afford his funeral. And that right there could have done one or two things to me. It could have either messed me up and given me an excuse to not work my business, to go home, be with family and everything like that, which would totally be acceptable. You know, it's understandable. But instead of doing that, you know what I did? The next day, on day 7 in my business, I stayed up until 2 o'clock in the morning, all right, on the phone, showing people the opportunity, showing people the, you know, the product, showing people the service so that I could qualify to speak at the regional event the next day. And yes, I did qualify and I did speak at that regional event the next day. And I did speak a little bit on my cousin. Okay. So that was my first week in this business. I could have turned around and quit right there if I really wanted to, you know, if I really had allowed that to shake me like that, but I didn't. Okay. Next month in my business, what happens? My grandfather dies, right? My grandfather that I regretfully had the opportunity to say goodbye to, and I didn't. All right? That could have messed me up. You know what happened, guys? I was told that he was in the hospital, he wasn't doing too well, and that I should give him a call. And I said, okay, I'm going to get around to it in a day or two, and I just never did. And he passed away. And guess what, guys? His funeral was on the same day as the weekend in Atlanta. Okay? That weekend in Atlanta, I also had a kicking camp scheduled. I have another business, and I coach kickers and punters all over the nation. So what did I do? I looked at the situation for what it was and not what I perceived it to be. All right? I saw it as an opportunity to grow rather than an opportunity to run. Okay? What did I do? I went to Atlanta, of course, obviously. I didn't see – it wasn't a choice for me, you know? So what happens later on that month? Okay, that this is my first month in the business, right? So much stuff is trying to be thrown at me. So much stuff is trying to throw me off course, and I'm just not letting it happen. Okay, the next month in February, it's February 28th. All right, I'm trying to qualify for executive director. I had just hit senior manager 2 weeks before that. Okay, and I do 57 counters that month, and I was literally inches short of executive director, director, and senior director all at the same time, which would have been $4,300 in bonuses. I missed it by one or two memberships. I was sick to my stomach. Literally, a lot of people I know would have quit the business the next day. All right, so the next day I took a half a day to just kind of figure it out, you know, let my negative emotions go, not talk to my team. And after that I said, you know what? I am an executive director at heart. I just don't have an executive director organization yet. That is the situation. That is what it is. It's nothing more than that, and I'm okay with that. I was at peace after that. And then guess what, guys? 2 weeks later, Jeff Bell announces that the bonuses are all doubled. So if I had gotten those bonuses, I would have gotten half the money I'm about to get now. Okay, so I turned, you know, it would have been $4,300. I've gotten $3,600 of it so far, and I'm shooting for the last $5,000 here this week. All right? So you got to think, guys, sometimes when things happen to you, you know, it's a blessing in disguise, and you really just can't know that because the future hasn't arrived yet. You've just got to have faith. You've got to choose faith over fear. Okay, most people, this is fear to them. Forget everything and run. Okay, you're either one of two types of people. You're going to forget everything and run, or you're going to face everything and rise. All right, that right there has been what's getting me through everything that's been trying to get me down in this business. And most importantly, you've got to know where you're going. You've got to be so emotionally attached to what you want from this business and what you want from your life and what you want for your family, your kids, whatever your why is. You have to know that. Because at the end of the day, when stuff tries to throw you off, you've got to have something to hold on to. All right. If you got nothing to hold on to, you're probably, you know, you're standing in the middle of a windstorm. You're probably not going to stand up. You got to have something to hold on to, something to sturdy yourself into the ground with, okay? Because at the end of the day, nobody or nothing can take that away from you. That's really all I have for you guys. Have an attitude of gratitude, right? Face everything and rise. Don't forget everything and run. And just take all-out massive action, guys. Look, everybody do this for me right now. Okay, I don't care where you're at in your business. If you're brand new, fast start in the next 24 to 48 hours. Get that bonus for yourself. Create that story, okay, so that you can jumpstart your career with it. And if you're farther along, if you're executive director, your director, somebody, find three people in your organization right now that are at the ground level, at the associate level, and get them leveled up in the next 24 to 48 hours. That right there, I promise you, taking that initiative and taking that type of action is going to spread like wildfire throughout the organization. You know, Ben was telling me when I first started doing this, he actually called me up one day. He was like, Ryan, what are you doing? How are you getting these people fast started so fast? And I was like, what do you mean? I'm just putting them into action. Like, I'm just working the plan. That's really all I'm doing. So I urge you, you know, that type of culture spread within Ben's organization, within Kalen's organization, within Justin Peterson's organization. All right. And I didn't even really intend for it to. It just happened. All right. Energy is contagious, whether it's good energy or bad energy. So I just urge you guys to, you know, take that kind of action, you know, have that kind of energy within yourself and just spread it to everybody else in your organization. Find three people, lift them up, replace them. So with that being said, guys, thank you so much, Mr. Gardner, for inviting me to come on tonight. It truly is an honor. And I'm really excited to see what comes from this organization in the next couple of weeks here.
Well, a lot's going to come from it. And, I mean, you said something that's really powerful tonight that Don Matheson told me about a year ago after a severe stroke. Everybody in the world has something going on. If you think they look like they got it all together, they got all the money in the world, whatever it is, they have a major issue going on in their life. I mean, I practiced law long enough to figure out, you know, everybody is dealing with issues. But you have a choice. You can choose to be grateful and do what he just said and live a fulfilling life, or you can choose to live an average life. But it is a choice. And so we're trying to provide all the information you need to take it and run. Now, you set high expectations, Ryan, but y'all have a system you use. I don't care what the tool is. I mean, they may be using Justin's video, or you may be using Michael Dorsey and Larry Smith's videos on the opportunity and the products, or you may be using some of the other things, some tool. But get that person to expose those people, just like you said, and then get them back on the phone with someone else, not the new recruit trying to close them, but third party, a three-way call. I mean, he's laid out the system, and you can get people started and get them money in their hands immediately and belief in the company. So as you sat there, Ryan, is there any one other thing you would like to say either about mindset or about getting people started and getting those bonuses by the 20th, because the double-up bonuses go on the 20th?
Yeah, actually, there's two more things I wanted to say. The first being, you know, on the outside, it might look like, you know, Mr. and Mrs. Gardner are Millionaire Club members, you know, shooting for the Platinum World Council, $250,000 ring earners, and all of that stuff. That's what it looks like on the outside, but you guys don't understand what they had to go through to get there. So if you think it's going to be an easy road, you're wrong. So don't expect it to be easy. Don't wish it were easier. Just wish you were better. All right. Build your skill set. Build your mindset. Submerge yourself in personal development. Literally, like, you wake up every single day and you don't smell great. That's why you go take a shower. All right. You wake up every single day. You might not feel great. That's why you take a shower of personal development. And the second thing I want to say is, you know, don't wait until the 20th to get your bonus. Get it now. All right, get your manager bonus by the 20th. If you're looking for three people in your organization to go help get that bonus, get it for them now, right? Get them the manager bonus by the 20th. Just take all out massive action. You know, Brian Carruthers was actually, he made a Facebook Live about that the other day. He said, what's the difference between somebody that makes $3,000 a month and $30,000 a month? And it's that right there. It's urgency. So I don't know about you guys, but I'm going to listen to what Mr. Carruthers has to say, because he's done very well for himself. And he's just, you know, he's an incredible role model to go after. So those are the two things that I would have to say.
Well, and I want to thank Corey Muhammad and Elizabeth for really driving getting Darnell and Brian here for our region, because they wanted to send it down to Atlanta. And those two were able to talk corporate into sending him up here. And we were texting during calls so let's go take advantage of that, because Ryan is absolutely right. Now, Elizabeth, taking the shower on personal development, do you want me to move on to introduce Nancy?
Absolutely. Moved on to introduce Nancy. I just wanted to just tell Ryan how proud we are of him, what a tremendous job he's doing, and just excited about everything he's got going on with his team in Florida, his team in Virginia, his team in Myrtle Beach, and just excited to see what he's got in the future. Thank you for your training tonight, Ryan. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, guys.
And John, you're welcome. Thank you. And John, you can turn it over to Nancy.
All right. So Nancy is a teacher at heart. And I got really excited about Write It Down, Make It Happen. Well, Nancy has been doing that for years and years and years. She's good friends, by the way, with Jack Canfield, who will be speaking with at Legal Shield here in the next couple of conferences, and she's going to talk about our book of the month, Write It Down, Make It Happen. Y'all know I believe in plan tomorrow today. You know I believe that writing things down clarifies things. Nancy is an executive director extraordinaire. She's a new ring earner. She's a wonderful person. She has taught me more through her faith about my faith than I learned in years at a Christian church. I mean, there's so much to learn from her. Nancy, I look forward to hearing your take on this book. Write it down, make it happen.
Thank you so much, Mr. Gardner. It's such a pleasure. And I was so excited to be asked to do the book report on this book, because you're right, this book is also my story of how I've been able to stick and stay these 18 years and have success in Legal Shield. Henriette Clouser's system is pretty much how, like, I met my husband, I had my son first, my girl second, I bought my first house, and it's definitely how I found success in Legal Shield. So I get to share on chapter 4 to 8. And chapter 4 was huge for me, getting ready to receive. And in that chapter, Napoleon Hill quotes, "There's a difference between wishing for something and getting ready to receive it." And the question was, so how do you know when you're ready? Well, Gloria, in chapter 4 in the story, she spent 2 years knowing that what she was looking for would come to pass. And I was wondering how many associates are willing to have that kind of faith and belief without seeing it yet, but having that faith for 2 years. She wrote letters daily for 22 months to her soulmate that she was wanting to attract. And I just loved her process of growing into her readiness and the lessons she was open to learn. In fact, after reading that chapter, I was inspired, so I started my own daily letter to my platinum team that has not yet manifested, and just use that model. And I've got like five daily letters to my platinum team so far. I'm going to do it every day. So writing to my platinum teams is helping my belief and my state of mind to open to receive it. And it's all about clarifying what I want so I can attract it. One thing that really struck me in this chapter was that Gloria was scared at being so specific. And I know what this is like, putting out clearly what you want. As I was looking for my soulmate for years, and it was a scary thing to actually write out exactly what I wanted. And I even put on my list to attract a husband. I wanted him to be tall, olive-skinned, and mustache optional. Isn't that hysterical? I put that on my list. And many of you know Jim, my husband, now for 30 years so far. I married him with a mustache, but I'm glad I put optional because I like him better without it now. You got to be specific. And as Gloria shared with us in this chapter, she welcomed the challenge, but at the same time, it was important for her to acknowledge the frustration. And that was a good point, that we need to acknowledge the frustration, but how long do we want to focus on it? So a few comments on chapters 5 to 8. Writing it down can take the negativity and anxiety out of your gut. Your journal can be a place to park your worries and propel you into action. And you just keep writing to get a resolution. You write through your frustrations. You turn your anger into fear and keep writing and just don't stop. She also talked about listing as a great way to keep your focus on your goals, but you must be specific, like I did with attracting my husband. He had to like my dog, be geographically desirable, handsome, have a good job, have wonderful parents, and appreciate the gem that I am. Oh, and he had to be single, and I learned that lesson from not being specific enough in a former list with a former boyfriend, so be careful. You got to be specific. The author said when you're vague, you are safe. So don't be afraid to put it all out there, what you're looking for, and in a new associate or in your next level, and also how you want to do your business. Very specific. And finally, in chapter 8, you've got to have faith you'll reach your goal. The best way to hold it in your mind is to write about it. And one last note is that she said, what is the benefit of the benefit, the outcome of the outcome? And the answer is it's the why. Your why is the key, and we all know how important that is in Legal Shield. And she teaches us to use the phrase, and because of that. And I thought this was a great phrase to use in helping a new associate get started with clarifying their why. We can just keep going deeper. Well, I want money. Well, and because of that. Well, I could buy a house. Well, and because of that. And you just keep going deeper. And I'll just finish with, at the end of each chapter is a section that says, now you. And these are suggestions and action steps. It's the workbook part of the book. So I think this will help us all go deeper and keep our mission alive. So thank you so much for letting me just share a few minutes. I could do a whole day's workshop on the concept in this book. I appreciate
we have talked about it for years, about writing it down and what you've done and what we all do. everybody's heard me talk about the fact that when you write something down, it clarifies. And if you're specific about it, I've been listening to several other books I don't want to get in into right now, but when you get clarity yourself, the universe brings things into place that make it happen. And maybe they're always there, but you become aware of somebody or some person you're around because you've gotten specific on your needs and you've written them down and clarified them out. And problems go away when you write the problem down because it makes the problem smaller. And then when you write what you can do about it, there are only certain things you can do about it. And what can you do today? Well, the list becomes very small, and all of a sudden the worry goes because I've clarified my problem, and here's what I can do about it today and tomorrow. And it's not a panic situation in mind that you're overwhelmed by because the reality of it comes about. Most of our life is spent worrying about things that never happened. And so write it down, plan tomorrow today, take time, as Ryan said before this, to take a bath in personal development. Because what will happen is the more you read, the more you will get books that the concepts tie together. And as you become aware of the concepts, you become aware of the reality of what they are talking about. Somebody who's taking the time to write a book, they have lived a life that proves out what they're writing about. And when you become aware of those concepts, you begin to recognize them in your life, and then you can begin to just use the rule. Because the rule doesn't care how old you are. It doesn't care how educated you are. It doesn't care what race or religion you are. These are rules that make things happen. Ryan talked about them. And Nancy just talked about them. Elizabeth, I'm going to turn it back over to you. Are you there, or am I there?
You're there, John.
Yes, okay. You're there. I couldn't get my phone off of mute. I'm so sorry. But thank you, Nancy. That's so great. And, of course, John and I write our goals down every year, and you know, really try to stay focused. But Nancy, when you said the mustache, I think it's funny because when I was making a list of my perfect mate, I wrote down that I wanted him to have clean, soft hands to hold. And of course, I've been holding John's soft, clean hands for 26 years now. So it's funny how you, that's those little things that that seem to be fascinating, doesn't it? But it helps you recognize the person you're looking for when they show up.
Most people don't know, well, most people probably do know on this call that I taught goal setting for years to chiropractors in multiple states and various other organizations, and Elizabeth asked me to teach her goal setting. Little did I know that I was the goal, and part of the goal setting is being very specific and writing down the action steps and the obstacles. I just had no idea I was the goal. She got her goal because she got clarity, and she wrote down everything that had to happen, every potential obstacle to it. And here we are 26 years later. Ladies and gentlemen, what Ryan's talking about is true. What Nancy's talking about is true. I've been getting texts through this to urge people to listen to the replay of tonight's call because it's been solid all the way through. Elizabeth, I'll let you run from here.
Well, thank you, John, and thank you, Nancy, and thank you, Ryan. I mean, what a great call. Now, we're going to finish things off here with all of our recognition, and boy, how exciting this is. So let's start it off with our top producers for this previous week. We have two people tied at number five, and some of this you're going to see a theme running through here. Tied at number five, Bobby Martin out of Texas. Also tied at number five, Michael Speck out of Texas. Number four, Josh Bourne, Texas. Number three, Martin Yanez out of Texas. Number two, Rodney and Tal Somerville out of North Carolina. And number one, Amy Yoshimitsu and Lois Threlkeld out of California. Congratulations to each and every one of you for being our top producers for this past week. Now, our top recruiters for this past week. We have five people tied at number three. Now, I will tell you, the list tied at number four was we would need to be on here until 10:30 for me to read that list. So for everyone, who recruited 1, 2, 3 people this past week. Congratulations to each and every one of you. I think you got a lot of value out of tonight's call as to what to go do with those people. But let's start with the people who are tied at number 3. Shauna Matchin out of Texas, Deborah Galletto out of Georgia, Benjamin Notini out of North Carolina, Rosa Davis out of Illinois, and Thomas Groom out of South Carolina. Those are tied for number 3 of our recruiters this past week. Now, tied at number 2, Eli Lill out of Texas, and Angela Harris out of Georgia. Congratulations to both of you for being tied at number 2 this week. And we have 2 at number 1. Christopher Delaney out of Texas and Michael Spick out of Texas. Congratulations for being our top recruiters this past week. What a great list to have. So many people. Now, let's go to our rank advancements for this past week. Out of Wisconsin, Senior Associate Matthew Swettinger. Out of Ohio, Bianca Howell, Senior Associate. Out of Texas, Bobby Martin, Senior Associate. Senior Associate out of South Carolina, Nicholas Gage. Out of Virginia, Michael Simon. Out of Ohio, Heather Schatzman. Out of Texas, Michael Speck. That name is sounding familiar, isn't it? Out of Texas, Herlina Koss. At South Carolina, Thomas Groom. Texas, Jason Young. Texas, David White. Texas, Tommy Morado. All these are new senior associates. Texas, Carol Shaw. South Carolina, Tony Johnson. New managers. Out of Texas, Lee Van Epps. South Carolina, Seth Adams. New directors. Out of Ohio, Tina Johnson. South Carolina, Carlos DeMira. Florida, Lawrence Thompson. Florida, Marlene Crawford. And California, Nicole Pennington. Congratulations to everyone. I know that in that list there are tons of double up, level up bonuses, and how exciting is that? For everybody who really went ahead and got their bonus and hopefully are in the running to get another one by the time we close this out on April the 20th. And so, you know, just to go back through tonight's call, thank you all for listening in. I think you've gotten a lot of information out of tonight's call. Starting out off with Dominique Tapler, thank you so much for welcoming everybody. All of our announcements, remember, the event on the 29th, focus on April 20th. Get your name in the hat for Performance Club, that ticket. Get that done by the Performance Club by the 15th. And, of course, get your ticket to our Performance Family event by April before the price goes up again. And then, of course, thank you to Ryan Morris out of our Myrtle Beach Market, new senior director down there, Nancy Jones for doing our book review, and thank you all for calling in tonight. It's been a great night. It's going to be a great week, and we'll talk to you all next week. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.